Good morning, everyone. Dean Reed here. I say everyone, but good morning, Audio Boo community. It is now 2:30 in the morning, and once again, I'm on the night shift. Not a problem. In the last few hours, something got me thinking. Mainly about the fact of how it really is a small world. And I work for a company that sterilises medical equipment. And this stuff comes in from our customers, we sterilise it and it goes back out again. And then it gets sent all the way around the world. The company I work for is an American company, but we've got facilities all around the world. But it got me thinking that I've just been looking at one of the customers that we sterilised for and some of their equipment will be going to be used in operations in Canada. And just as I look at one now, this stuff's going to go to America. This other stuff is going to be going to Thailand. And we sterilise some other stuff that goes to New Zealand. And in approximately 2 or 3 hours' time, I'm going to be sending some stuff to Southern Ireland. And it got me thinking, I've just been catching up with everyone's booze. And there's Sassy Cat over there in America. There's Slandy over there in Canada. There's Paul O'Mahony over there in Ireland. And you may have heard myself and Pilgrim Chris talk about ShareYourAdventure.com, one of our fellow ShareYourAdventure.com contributors, shall we say, is currently doing a cycling adventure around the world, or it seems to be turning into an around the world adventure. Her name is Jilly Sherlock, and you can find her, she is at Jilly Sherlock on Twitter, and she set off from the east of England just over a year ago, and she's cycled all the way now to Thailand. So as I mentioned before, we got some other stuff that goes to Thailand, and all these little things seem just tied in. It made me think that it really is a small world after all. I'm so used to talking to my father and all my other family over in Australia that the distances don't really seem to register anymore. And like I say, I'll be talking to a guy in approximately 2 hours' time when he arrives, and he lives near Paul O'Mahony. So the world seems like a very small place at times, even though the distances are really vast. But every day I'm dealing with different things that are going to be going off all the way around the world to save people's lives or to be used in operations that will get people back on their feet again. I'm tired. I need some coffee. But yeah, I will give another mention for Jilly Sherlock. Her adventure has been a really epic one. It was just a couple of weeks ago that she celebrated her year anniversary of her adventure, and she cycled all the way from the east of England all the way to Thailand. And that is some going. So if you head over to shareyouradventure.com, and on the homepage there, you will no doubt notice that Jilly's map is one of the featured maps on the website, so give that a quick click. And also her blog is sherlocktales.blogspot.com, I think. Shoot me if I'm wrong, but I think that's right. And as I said, at Jilly Sherlock on Twitter. Right, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm going to get some more coffee because I'm flagging a little bit. Okay, keep booing. I'm following. Speak to you again soon.